Pinchas of Achrei Amos begins by Yadaber Hashem Moshe Lemur. Daber al Bnei Yisrael v'amarta aleihem ani Hashem Elokeichem. Go tell Bnei Yisrael, I am Hashem their God. K'ma'asei Eretz Mitzrayim asher yashavtem ba lo sa'asu, u'k'ma'asei Eretz Kanan asher ani mevi eschem shama lo sa'asu, u'v'chuko seihem lo seilechu. Don't go in the ways of Mitzrayim, don't go in the ways of Kanan. Es mishpatai ta'asu. Do my mitzvos. Do my commandments, follow my laws. Veschukosai tishmeru lalechas behem. That's our pasuk. And go in the ways of the chukim, lalechas behem. Go in them, lalechas behem. Ani Hashem alokeichem. Okay, so let's see. O yomar es mishpatai tasu veschukosai tishmeru lalechas behem ani Hashem alokeichem. Nira lefarish al pipshuto. Al pi madiisa begemara. The Gemara tells us. Ilmale Zachu Yisrael, had we only been worthy, Ilmale, had it been that we were worthy, had we been Zoicha, Lo Nitein Lahem Rak Torah Shebichsav, V'Sefer Yehoshua Bilvat. Very interesting Maimar Chazal. We got stuck with a big fat Tanakh, we got all this extra Torah, had we been worthy, we would have just had the five books of Moses, Chamisha Chumshei Torah, and Sefer Yehoshua. That's a schus. It's Tzarech Lahavin, says our Rebbe. What are you talking about? Doesn't the Mishnah say at the end of Makos, don't we believe the opposite? Behefech, Ratza Kadosh Baruch Hu, no. Everyone knows this one. Ratza Kadosh Baruch Hu, Lezakos Es Yisrael, Leficha Chir Belehem Torah Mitzvos. Hashem, because He loved us so much, gave us an abundance of Torah Mitzvos. So what exactly is this Maimar Chazal? Had we been worthy, we only would have had the Chumash and say for Yeshua, chaval that Hashem had to give us more Torah. I thought more Torah is good. Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem desired to what? To benefit Bnei Yisrael, right? To do something for our merit. So He gave us a lot of Torah and mitzvos. So ma zuchus zos shelo haya lahem ki im Torah shebechsav v'sefer Yeshua bilvad. What would be so great about just having the Sefer Torah and Sefer Yeshua? What's your question? It means something went wrong. A good question. Something went wrong that, unfortunately, I put that in quotes, that we were unfortunately given more than just the Torah and Sefer Yehoshua. Had we been on a higher level, had we been worthy, we would have just had the Chumash and the Sefer Yehoshua. We never would have had a Shoftim. We never would have had a Shmuel or Malachim. We never would have had a Gemara. We would have just had a Chumash, Sefer Torah, and Sefer Yehoshua. But that's strange because, again, usually we celebrate the fact that there's such an abundance of Torah. Ratzach HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Zakos, says yourself. The more the merrier when it comes to Torah. Yeah.
Maybe that's because we say that because we don't have to tap into it. Everything's
Ah, good. Good. Okay, good. So let's try to think about, and I love thinking about this topic, the fact that Avram Avinu didn't have a Torah. I didn't say he didn't keep the Torah, but he didn't have the Torah. Not only that, Yitzchak never had the Torah. Yaakov never had the Torah. It's wild to think about. The Avos never saw the Torah. Yosef at Tzadik never saw the Torah. Forget never saw a Tosfos and Maseches Gittin. Never saw a Ran. Never heard of Rav Chaim Brisker, right? Never heard of the Baal Shem Tov, the Vilna Gaon. Right? They never saw a Chumash. It's a wild idea. V'nira l'kariv zos elasechal. So perhaps to make some sense of this, d'hinei matzino shavoseinu akadoshim Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov v'shneim asar shivtei ka avdu Hashem b'chol libam v'lo haya lahem tor klal. We need to think about the fact that the Avos and the Shvatim served Hashem with all of their heart, even though they didn't have a Torah at all. Hagam shemetzinu shekiyam Avram avinu kol haTorah kula ad shelo nitna. And yes, we know the Gemara tells us, both in Kiddushin and Meseches Yoma, if I'm not mistaken, that Avram avinu kept the entirety of the Torah before it was given. But tzarech lahavin zos. We need to understand, what does that mean? How do you keep the Torah without the Torah? How do we look at the Avos as being the greatest in Torah? They didn't even have a Torah. Ha'emes hukach. You have to say the following. She'ikr b'riyas ha'olamos ha'yiratzon ha'borei baruch hu v'ruch shemo. That the very reason, the essence, the essential reason for creation of the worlds themselves was b'shvil she'yizgala malchuso ba'olam al kolan evram shavolam. That Hashem wants to be recognized as king, to establish his kingdom upon all of the nivraim, of all of the creations of the world. That every blade of grass and every twinkling star and every person should all, and every animal and every fish in the sea should all somehow what? Be able to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to recognize his Malchus, to bring Kvod Shemayim. It's all an expression of what? Of the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'hinei avoseinu hakadoshim hayu chokrim v'darshim zos me'atzmam ba'omek sichlam v'haschalasam v'drishasam b'chol bruei ha'olam. The avos hakadoshim, they were choker. What is choker? They investigated. They explored. They were doresh. They darshened. As opposed to waiting for Hashem to give them the Torah, they went out to the world and they explored and they looked deeply into the omek of things. They plumbed the depths of things until they came to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu through everything. They studied with great depth everything, all of the creation of the world. Ad sheba'u me'atzmam el mitzi'uso yisbarach shemo machmas godel chukasam v'chakiroisam. Until they came to recognize the essence of Hashem's existence, which they discovered through their great chukah, their great longing and desire. And what? And chevra, chakira. And their query, their investigation. The fact that they were curious, they were paying attention. Moshe Rabbeinu saw a burning bush. He didn't say, that's cool, and keep walking. Vayar, Hashem saw that what? That Moshe was sar liros. That Moshe was paying attention. Hashem likes when we're curious about his world. We look at it and we say, what can I learn from this little blade of grass? What can I learn from this flower? What can I learn from the sun? What can I learn from the Bria? What can I learn from that bird's nest sitting outside our window? Right, what can I learn from all this? The Avos were on fire in terms of their desire to understand, and they were curious, and they were searching. And through that, they came to the conclusion that, like the Medrash says famously about Avram, this is such a beautiful palace with the lights on. There's so much aura, there's so much energy, there's so much purpose, there's so much substance to creation. There has to be a creator. But you have to search for that. They searched and they darshened, heitev tamid b'chol odam es Hashem. They put all of their energy into this great search, this great hunt to find what's responsible for all this. Umatsu oso malo kol haaretz kavodo. And they found that the whole world, when understood properly, every bit of it is filled with what? With the kavod of Hashem, with the glory of Hashem, with the honor of Hashem, with the essence of Hashem. But because they were so what? Because they were so chazak in this area, they didn't need a tefer. They didn't need a sefer Torah to discover Hashem. In fact, as we've seen, and we were talking about it just yesterday in the Ramban, right? And we spoke about it. We spoke about Ratzon Hashem, that piece from the Shem Bishmuel and Rav Avram Shor. There's supposed to be a certain intuition for mitzvos. In other words, I should be able to figure out a lot of things without saying it directly. When the garbage can is full, what is it saying to you? It's saying, take me out. Right? It's time to take out the garbage and put in a new clean bag. Right? Chaval, if a person has to wait for someone to say, can you please take out the garbage? You have to be able to look at the world and say, what does it say? What is this situation saying? So you see a beautiful flower. What is it saying to you? The Chazan Ish said, I could spend my whole life studying a single flower. There's enough godliness in one little tulip or rose. I could spend my whole life looking at it and feeling that I'm having an encounter with Hashem. So the Avos HaKadoshim, they were so chazak in their minds. They were so driven to care about what's happening in the world, that they didn't need Hashem to tell them how to use their body. They figured it out. Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, they figured out how to wear tefillin without being told to wear tefillin. Did it look exactly like our tefillin? I don't know. But they were able to tap in. They understood that the world demands a mitzvah called tefillin. They understood that. And that's why the Gemara says Avram kept the Torah. Did he look exactly like us? Avram ate matzah on Pesach. He ate matzah exactly like us. Did he understand that matzah isn't matzah because we left Mitzrayim the way that we left Mitzrayim? No, matzah is part of the Torah which is created before the world. So when you can infer something without it being spoken directly to you, that's a higher madriga in a certain sense. Ki ikar nesinas haTorah liYisrael lo haya rak leid mitziuso yizbarach shemo al yedeh haTorah kadosha. However, what's the point of the Torah? Why did Hashem give us the Torah? To get to know Him. So if you get to know Hashem without the Torah, if you can look at the world and know Hashem, the mitzius Hashem, so you don't necessarily need to be given the book. Right? Look at the words again. Ki ikar nesinas haTorah liYisrael, the primary reason for giving the Torah to the Jewish people, lo haya rak leida mitziuso yisbarach shemo al yidei haTorah kadosha, was only for the purpose of coming to recognize Hashem. Veheim bo lizos haasaga below nesinas haTorah lehem, and they were able to grasp it. Hang on one sec. Without Hakadosh Baruch Hu giving them the Torah, they were able to figure it out. Rak me'atzmam, they were able from themselves on their own. Machmas hizdachachusam, because of the refinement of their souls, of their character. Ukedushasam, because of the great kedusha. Nisgalu lahem elukuso yisparach shemo. Avram made himself a kli that was ready to hear the words lech lecha me'artzecha. I've told you in the past, the Sfas Emes writes in Parshas Lech Lecha, Hashem didn't speak specifically to Avram. Hashem spoke to the world. Avram was tuned into the right channel. So he heard it. If you're not listening carefully, Hashem will have to say it more clearly to you. Hashem's going to have to write it down for you. Hashem's going to have to give you very specific instructions of how to carry it out. And that's unfortunately what we're holding. But as the generations descended, and the intellect became less strong, it became chalash, became weakened, to grasp Hashem on our own, whether it was the physical suffering or just mixing in amongst the nations, right? We lost that sense of intuition. They lost that ability to search, to discover, to recognize on their own that there's a metzias, a reality called God. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I have to reintroduce myself. And that's what happened when we left Mitzrayim after that long and painful gullus. As hutzrach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lizgalus lehem mitziuso, al yidei osos umofsim, Hashem has to show that He's in charge again. Dam tzardeya kinam arov, kriyas yamsuf, minasinas haTorah v'pumbi. And to give the Torah, what does v'pumbi mean? In public display. Kedei lavo lidei mitzius elukuso yizbarach shemo. So that we can come to recognize the mitzius, the absolute reality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence. Ulakabel ol malchuso yizbarach al yidei eisek haTorah v'halavai v'halavai. Says our Rebbe, halavai, halavai, when Hashem has now given you the book, halavai, you can hear the voice of Hashem in it. Because you can still look at the book and still not believe in Hashem, or recognize the truth of Hashem, or hear the voice of Hashem, or want to have a relationship with Hashem. But all of this is a bidyavit of sorts. So says the Rebbe, let's just finish the piece. Vizeo perish ha-gemara. Ilma le zachu Yisrael. Had we been worthy. Zach also means not just a zchus, worthiness, a merit, a benefit. Zach also means shemen zayis. Zach, had we been what? More refined. If we were more sensitive, if we were more attentive, if we cared more, if we paid more attention, if we tried to detach ourselves, yeah, from Jimmy Butler game-winning shots, if we were more focused, if we were more focused. Ratzalomar, she has sichlam chazak kokach, kmo avaz hakadoshim. If we thought about Hashem obsessively, the way that Avram and Yitzchak and Yaakov did, if we were searching more deeply for the truth, right? If we lived like Avram Avinu, waiting for Hashem to talk to us, then maybe we could get by, but not on the level of the Avos. We wouldn't get by with no Torah. But now that we have the Torah, and say for Yeshua, halavai, we should stop there. Do I really need the Nevi'im to come and start screaming at me? I need Yeshaya and Yirmiyah and Yecheskel to come yell at me? To tell me, Ko Amar Hashem, listen up. Why am I not listening? Why do we have to keep adding more books? The answer is because we're not paying attention. We're not listening carefully. So had we been people who were searching more, we would have had the Torah. We would have had Sefer Yeshua. And halavai, we could stop there. Ki ayadai lahem al yidei Torah shebachsav v'sefer Yeshua b'vad lahasig alokuso mitziuso yizbarach. It would have been sufficient through the Torah, Sefer Yeshua. It would be enough lahasig to grasp and to understand the mitzias of Hashem. Avalo zachu. But unfortunately, we aren't, and we weren't zocha. V'nismayit b'chol dor v'dor yoyser aseicha v'atshuka lidrosh v'lachor achar mitziuso yalokuso. We stop searching. We stop finding. Al kein hutrichu adoros lichto b'chol dor v'dor peirushi atorah kedei lahavin atorah. So we need it. I don't know what Hashem's saying, so I need Rashi. I don't know what Hashem's saying, so I need Ramban. I don't know what Hashem's saying, so I need Chizkuni. I don't know what Hashem's saying, so I need Kedush Levi. I don't know what Hashem's saying, so I need more of a Shemesh. I need Tzadikim to keep writing books, to explain to me what Hashem's trying to say to me, because I'm not able to chap what Hashem is saying. So there's all these new, in each generation, new Peirushim, new understandings, Kadeshi Yachol Lavo Al Yedei Yishtadlus HaEisek HaTorah, Lavok tzas l'mitzias alakusias barach. Halavai, halavai, after all the svarim on my bookshelf, halavai, somehow after all of that, I should be able to believe in Hashem. Halavai. Ulekabul ol malchusias barach, and to accept Hashem as my creator, as my king. Nimtza ikar kavanas nesinas haTorah liYisrael lo haya, rak sheyedu kulam mitzias alakusias barach. The Torah is not a game. It's not a series of tests in order to score points. Right? The goal of all of it is recognize Hashem. The less you recognize Hashem, the more Hashem is going to keep giving you more checkpoints, more points of contact to try to check in with Him. But the goal is that, the point of the Torah is that, hello, I exist, recognize the mitzvahs of Hashem, and accept Him as the King. So now we understand the pshat of the pasuk, or at least a pshat of the pasuk. And this was a very important mahalach. Says the Rebbe in conclusion of this piece, "Zeperish hapsukim, es mishpatai tasu, veschukosai tishmeru, lalechas bahem, ani Hashem." Sounds like one of many such pesukim in the Torah. But says the Rebbe, you know what the chizuk of this pasuk is? What's the context? Let's remember the context. I read you the pesukim. Don't do like the people of Mitzrayim who you lived among, and don't adopt the new behaviors of the people of Canaan, the land that I'm bringing you to. I want you to be a person whose halicha, whose comings and goings of life are defined by what? By my mishpatim and my chukim. Ratzalomar, shal yidei shmiras hamishpatim v'chukim, through the performance of mitzvos, tavau lahasagas elukuso yizbarach, v'yeidu shani Hashem elukechem. I hope that the actions, that all these details that I gave you, I hope it will achieve the goal, which is what? To recognize that I am Hashem, your God. I want them to be what? Not something you do and then you go back to your own travels in life. I want you, lalechas behem. I want you to journey with Torah and Mitzvos. I want to walk with you. I want to be with you. I want you to look at the world and I want you to feel my presence. Not just on Yom Kippur by Ne'ilah. I want you when you're sitting in some office for a summer internship, right, waiting for someone to tell you what to do, and you're scrolling on Twitter, I want you to know, I'm also Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Lelechas Bem. I want to be with you. I want you to see me in all of the things that you encounter. Ki al yedei halicha ba ha'adam l'maka mevukasho sheroitza lelechas sham. Because what is halicha? What is halicha? What is going? What is walking? What is traveling? How does that work? Halicha means that a person went to the place that he desires to go. Right? When shir is over today, a person's going to desire to go have lunch. So they're going to decide, where do I want to go? Or what class do I need to go to? Right? And halicha is the vehicle by which you're able to fulfill your bikush, your desire. So Hashem says, I want you to travel where? To me. And I want your means of travel to be Torah and Mitzvos. Again, look at the words. Al yedei halicha. What is halicha? What is movement? What is going? What is traveling? What is walking? Halicha is the mechanism by which ba ha'adam l'makam mevukasho, a person gets to the place that he desires to be. Sherotza l'alecha sham. So are the mitzvos getting you to where you want to be? Well, it depends where you want to be. Hashem says, I would hope that where you want to be is with me. L'kach nikra ha'sagas alukus b'shem halicha. So we call understanding Hashem, grasping Hashem, ha'sagas alukus, godly understanding, we call it what? Halicha. We know the Maamar Chazal, right? Halichos olam rolo, al tikri halichos, al halachos. Right? Halacha is the way that I'm hoylich to Hashem. Kamo shematzinu, like we're going to find coming up a little later, the end of Ayikra, v'his halachti b'seichachem. Hashem says, I want to walk with you. Rashi says, we'll walk together in Gan Eden. But I want to walk with you. I want to travel together. Kacha kavana gam kant. That's the pshat here. L'leches v'hem ratzalomar, l'hasig v'hem. To travel through them, and to attain, and to understand through the mitzvos, shani Hashem lokech. That I am Hashem your God. That's how the mitzvos are able to be used, are meant to be used. Okay, pretty gavaldic. Yeah, you waited a long time. Thank you for your patience.
Isn't there like a bit of a steerage though between this idea that the Avu are at a higher level because they kind of intuited Ha'itzvot, and it's like a Maamar Chazal, I have Mashal Masechet, that it's better to be commanded than
right.
To do it voluntarily.
Right. Gadol HaMetzuva Osa Mishena Metzuva Osa, yeah. Better to be commanded. But we say that the Avos were not commanded.
Right? That they were doing it voluntarily.
Right. On the one hand, right. Or is that true only when we look at someone who is commanded versus not commanded? In other words, maybe when I assess, let's say, the mitzvah of lulav, right? So technically, it's a mitzvah saseh shosman grama, so the mitzvah is incumbent upon men and not upon women. So if a man is mekayim in the mitzvah of ulakachtem lachem bayom arishon, he takes a lulav on the 15th of Tishrei, he gets a mitzvah. If a woman chooses to do so, she may, and if she's Ashkenazi, she can even make a bracha on it, and she'll also get a mitzvah. Who gets a higher mitzvah? The man. Why? Because Gadol HaMetzuva V'Osa, greater is the one who's commanded and does than the one who's not. But that maybe that's only when I'm comparing or contrasting two people who are doing the same mitzvah, one is commanded and one is not. It could be in the world of the Avos, creation itself commands us to recognize Hashem. Right? So in their world, so I don't know how we assess, you know, was it a greater madrega? It's an interesting question. I'm not sure what the answer is, right? Is it a greater madrega? On a certain level, we're saying it's a bidi'evid to have to be spoken to.
Yeah.
Right? But you're asking an interesting question. How does Gadol Metzuva? So again, maybe, you know, again, there's this tzivoy of creation itself. Once it's actually spoken and commanded, right, and a particular person is told to do it, someone else who opts to do it is not going to receive as much reward. And there's a psychology to that also, right? Right. There's no question that there's a fundamental change in service of Hashem once we have Torah.
After Matan Torah.
The rules of the game changed. So, I don't know. It's an interesting question. Yeah.
I just think there's two separate things that we're dealing with there. The first is this connection to Hashem, and the second is that character of Han. So, it seems like you're saying that all the mitzvahs are there to make you almost like a sinner.
Right, you could be Naval Brisha Satara, right?
So maybe to answer what Mark was saying, is that it's not that you're getting a greater, the mitzvahs are maybe only there to get us to a place that we can do our way. So
right.
All commanded to do our way, Hashem in the same way. I was just saying the same command, it's just that we can't get to that certain place.
Right. I hear?
But is it that, like, yeah, this is, how do you get the gap of it? I'm starting to think, with the bridge now, you can do all the mitzvahs, but it doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to get over that shit.
Well, what do you mean by that?
Because it's saying that you can, this is a lot to do with character requirement, and you do all the mitzvahs, so you can get ourselves to a place that maybe then we can get.
So you can be connected to Hashem, right? Again, it's character refined, but it's also an attitude of wanting to be connected to Hashem, right? It's the search, it's the bikush, it's the longing and desire to be connected to Hashem. So if you don't know how to think about that on your own. So Hashem says, okay, here are ways to get connected to me. I'll give you a checklist, an outline, by which l'leches b'hem, that you can travel to Ani Hashem Elokeichem. But the Avos didn't need that push. They didn't need that encouragement. They, on their own, said, Avram spent his whole life searching. He was thirsty to discover Hashem. Again, Moshe Rabbeinu by the Sneh, right? Chazal make a big deal out of the fact that he was Sar Liros. He wanted to understand what was going on. He didn't just walk past it and say, that's interesting, a bush on fire. He understood that it's calling, it's the Bria, or Hashem manifesting in that way, was calling him to a mission. And he said, what is this saying? That's how we're supposed to look at life. What's it saying to me? Yeah. Interesting. Interesting. Right. It's called Molech. It's interesting. Right. Because you're, especially since you're offering your children, you're killing off the progression of one's own seed, destroying one's own child.
And
yeah.
So this year reminds me of that line you quoted by Eviatar Ben Ari. I forgot exactly what it was, but like the dancing on the
line. Right. The fine line between. Right. But Davos had it naturally. Davos, they just had it. They didn't need to be. And again, even after we got the Torah, we still could have had it, right? The Riboy, again, that's the double-edged sword of a Riboy of Torah. A Riboy of Torah means that we're talking about things that we should know on our own. We didn't have to. Well, it's very beautiful. There's an abundance of Torah in the world, right? On the other hand, are we so busy, you know, expounding the details, which again are all supposed to lead us towards this overarching goal of Rakshayedu Kula Mitzias Elokusi Yisbach, that everyone should know the fundamental truth of Hashem's existence. But chaval that we need to talk about it so much, and we can't just, you know, if we understood ourselves more deeply, we wouldn't need to talk about it so much. Yeah.
Find it interesting that it says if we're worthy, we don't have the Torah and
Sefer Yeshua. Yeah.
When Mashiach comes, when we are worthy, we're going to have the Gilas Esther. That's the only thing we're going
to have. Right.
I'm about to ask, is this related to the fact that, like, right, it says that all the secrets of Avram can be, like, what's all except for, you know?
I guess you could say that.
Well, Esther doesn't have Hashem's name in it, right? I mean, that's.
The Gilas Esther. Maybe that wouldn't have been a thing if we were worthy from the start.
Could be. Presumably so. But the, I think part of the secret of Megillas Esther is, can you read a book that doesn't explicitly mention Hashem and know that it's entirely Hashem? That's what Mashiach is. Mashiach will be a time where, again, we have that clarity again that everything's Hashem. Right? Even if it's not, it doesn't have to be said, it's obvious. It becomes, there's a clarity. You're able to look at something and know that it's Hashem, even without, you know, being reminded of it. So Hashem's name doesn't appear in Megillas Esther, but of course it's overflowing with Hashem's presence. All right, let's try the next piece. It's a little bit of a hemshich. O Yomar, al pi shamru chazal, on the pasuk v'yishalachti b'seichachem, as we mentioned a moment ago, v'yishalachti b'seichachem, the Torah says, salachti b'seichachem, I will go, I will travel with you, I will go with you, at the beginning of Parshas B'chukosai. Welcome back. So good to see you. Okay, v'salachti b'seichachem. So what do Chazal say? Rashi quotes it over there in Parshas B'chukosai. V'salachti b'seichachem means atayel imchem b'gan Eden. We're going to go together in Gan Eden. Go for a shpatzir, holding hands with Hashem, go for a little walk. Strolling in Gan Eden. All right, so we're gonna be close. We're gonna be same piece. Just continuing where we're up to. Right after, it's just Oyomar. It's a different Oyomar. Is saying a different shot, but it's same pasuk, same idea. Okay, so we're gonna go for a stroll with Hashem and Gan Eden. So what's the goal? The goal is to be Hashem's friend, to be Hashem's buddy. Yachol shalo tiyu mizdazeim mimani. Maybe you'll say that we're so close that you don't have to be afraid of me. There's no awe, there's no respect, there's no gap. Buddy with Hashem. Talmid lomar vayisi lachem le'lokim. Elokim midas adin. Keep a little space. Shia moiri aleichem. That my mora, that my awe should be upon you. V'tizda ze'u mimani. You should tremble before me. So there's a balance that we're always trying to strike of being incredibly close with Hashem, feeling the Abba in the relationship, but also maintaining a proper balance of Yira. Yes?
Really, the whole, not thesis, but I guess the whole point of the book,
right, Kasbisham.
Yeah, Misham. The whole book is really talking about the disciples of Hashem, but also know when to kind of retreat.
Right? You have to know Ratzav Hashov, when to surge ahead and when to pull back. And to be as close as possible, and to give space. Very important for all relationships, certainly true in human relationships, but probably even more true in a sense in our relationship with Hashem. How do I strike a balance of Ava and Yira? V'hinei zeh yadua, it's known to us, she'ikra avodas ha'adam la'aboyrei baruch hu me'ava. However, the goal is not to spend your life being scared of God. The goal is to obviously develop a level of what? Of Ava Hashem. Now, we can cheapen what that means, but it's actually a very deep thing. It's not simple to make it to a level called real Avas Hashem. Ki leis pulchana ke pulchana derachimta. Kein isa bizar kadosh. Says the Heilige Zohar, there is no pulchana. Leis pulchana, there is no service, avoda. There's no avoda, there's no service. Ke pulchana derachmisa. Rachimta, sorry. There's no service like the service of rachimta, of Ava. In other words, there's no madrega of serving Hashem higher than Ava. Ava is the goal. That's what it says in the Zohar. She'ikar ha'avoda hu ha'ava. Hagam she'tzarach ha'odom lahakti madregas yira kod madregas Ava. And even though we can't claim to get to a level called Ava until we first start with a level called Yira, aval inu avoda ha'ikaris. But the avoda of Yira is not the ikar. Rak avoidas Ava hi ha'ikar. The avoda of Ava is the goal. Right? The avoda of Ava is the goal. But when a person finally makes it to Ava, when he reaches that level of incredible closeness, you have to come to an even higher level of Yira, not the lower level of Yira of fear of sin, of fear of punishment. But then you come to a level of Ahava, of real love, and then you come to a level of what? Of Yiras Haromus, which means what? An awe or a love of the highest caliber, right? That I love someone so much that I come to this new, deeper appreciation that I feel almost unworthy of their love. Right? There's a starting level of just healthy boundaries. Yiras Onesh, you can't do this. This is an Avera. If you do this, there's a punishment. That's one type of fear. Then there's love, right? But then I can develop, as we get closer, I develop a genuine love. But then I become so in love with you in such a way that what? That I'm almost in awe of the fact that I have you in my life. That's called Yiras HaRoimimus. It's a higher level of Yira. An awe of Hashem's loftiness, Roimimus, Hashem's loftiness. Yiras HaBusha Gedoyla Bnei Gedulasa Ramusa. I become humbled, almost embarrassed. Why would you want to have a relationship with me? When I come to realize how much I love you and how much you love me, I feel unworthy of that love on a certain level. And that's called Yiras HaRoimimus. That's a very beautiful level. When I'm able to what? I'm able to love my wife so much that I say that the love transcends the love to a point where I feel like, wow, I feel unworthy of it. I'm almost embarrassed that you love me back. So Zeh Peirush HaPasuk, that's the pshat of the pasuk. As Mishpatai Ta'asu, do the mitzvos. And do the chukim, to go in them, to travel in them. What does that mean? Rotzeh lomar. Shetasu ha-mitzvos me'ava, v'tanug, v'sha'ashuim b'toru mitzvos. Do the mitzvos, live the mitzvos, with a great excitement, with a love. Get to the goal of mitzvos, which is loving mitzvos, and enjoying mitzvos, delighting in Torah. Excited to learn Torah, excited to live Torah. Not to feel that it's a challenge and a schlep, but it's a geshmak feeling. Kamosha pirshu b'shalachti b'soichachem l'leches b'hem. Again, drawing from that Rashi in Bichu Kosai, l'leches b'hem. We're going to go for a spatzir. We're going to go for a walk together in Gan Eden. You're going to be so close to Hashem. You're going to feel Hashem's embrace. Ratzalomer atayel imchem b'gan Eden. Ki atiul nikra halicha. What's a tiul? A tiul is a type of halicha that's really enjoyable. It's a trip. We're going on a trip together. We're going on a tiul. So Hashem says, do the mitzvos, la lechas b'hem. Let the mitzvos be a journey. Let it be a fun adventure. Let it be like a trip that we're going on. Your neshama was sent to this world to have a good time, to experience awesome closeness to Hashem. Ratzalomer shetasu me'av avetanug. Let it be a journey. Let it be fun. Let it be exciting. Let there be incredible closeness, a special vacation, you and Hashem. But how does the pasuk end? Va'afal pichem. Afal pisha tavo l'madrega zo la'ava rabba shenikra halicha v'tiul. Even if you think you're on a level, you're invited on a private vacation with Hashem, we get to go on a trip together. How does the pasuk end? Be careful. Afal pichem teidu, you should know, sha'ani Hashem elokeichem. Ratzalomar tiugam kein yureyim imeni. Don't ever let that ava, or that closeness, overshadow what? The respect. Sometimes I'm so close to the person that I almost mistreat the person because I love them so much and we're so close and we become so casual that I've lost a little bit of the sense of the boundaries. So that's what the pasuk is saying. As mishpatai tasu, do the mitzvos, ves chukosai tishmru, and do all the chukim, and let it be lalechas vehem, let it be a tiul, let it be like we're strolling in Gan Eden together, enjoying each other's company in such a beautiful way. But then the pasuk pulls back at the last second and says, ani Hashem Elokeichem. But don't forget, there has to be a healthy divide between basar v'dam, between a human being, even a really successful, spiritually successful human being, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu b'chvod v'atzmon. Don't blur the lines between Ava and Yira. I'll just mention, we're not going to see the piece inside, but let's turn to Parshas Kedoshim. But I'll just mention as we're turning pages. In Parshas Kedoshim, he has a piece. He asks, why is it that Shabbos is put right next to the reminder of Ish Imov Aviv Tiro? A person should fear his mother and father. So he explains that Abba and Ima, Kabbalistically, correspond to the spheros of Chachma and Bina. Okay? There's an element of Ava and Yira. And he says, and that's what the Pasuk, beyond the Pashup shot of honestly, honoring and fearing your parents, right? But it puts it right next to Shabbos as if to say, remind yourself that Shabbos is also has the Yira of Ava and Ima. What does that mean? Shabbos has a Shamor element to it, and Shabbos has a Zachar element to it. Shabbos has a mitzvah saseh element to it. Shabbos has a mitzvah lo saseh element to it. So just like Aviv v'imo tiro, you should be incredibly close with your parents. But that closeness also demands a certain awe and respect for your parents. So too, says Hashem, when it comes to Shabbos, remember Shabbos has to have tremendous respect. There's things that you have to withdraw from on Shabbos. There's opportunities to be close on Shabbos. Right? So that's all alluded to there. So it's, again, our Rebbe's reminding us how important it is to live a balanced and healthy life. Okay, let's turn to Parshas Kedoshim. Yeah, quick comment.
Is there like sort of idea of Shabbo that the Arish Shabbo, if we are successful here in this world, that Arish Shabbo experience more of a closeness to Hashem here than they would, say, in like a higher world?
Yeah, the goal is to, Ramban alluded to it this week, right? The highest level. He spoke about Lolishma and then Lishma and then Yira and then Ava. The highest level is when a person is able to perfect this world. That's the end game according to the Mekubalim. The end game is an existence. Olam Haba means a physical and spiritual existence without any distance.
In a real sense, so the only way to Shabbat, the actual experience, the most closest, the most proximity to Hashem is occupying physical body.
Is?
By occupying a physical body.
Yeah. In some paradoxical way, yeah. Yeah, because it's the biggest chiddush, right? For a soul to be connected is not a chiddush. For a body to be refined to the point of attachment to Hashem, that's a big chiddush. So chidushim are exciting. We like new things. So that's a novelty. That's an incredible novelty that my body can be a servant of Hashem is an incredible chiddush. So that's the excitement of it. That's why it's so. So lofty. Okay, Chaver, let's see quickly a little bit the very beginning of Kedoshim. Okay, and let's learn about the balance of having a Chaver and also the loneliness of life. Okay, we all have to have good friends. We have to surround ourselves by people who inspire us. We need to disconnect from people who are bad influences in our life. There's something really important about being part of the Tzibur. There's also something really important about learning how to serve Hashem on your own, Okay, this is a very, very important piece. Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe lemor daber al kol hadas b'nei Yisrael v'amarta aleihem kedoshim tiyu ki kadosh ani Hashem lokechem. What did we learn yesterday? Uperish Rashi zal. Rashi explains. Malamed shenemra parsha zo b'hakel. This parsha of live a life of holiness, kedoshim tiyu, was said b'hakel, was said to all of the Jewish people assembled, gathered together. B'nei sherov gufei Torah tluyin ba. Because the primary principles of the Torah, the fundamentals of Torah, are dependent upon it. Okay, kedoshim tiyu. And subsequently, maybe the whole parsha's kedoshim are the fundamentals of Jewish living, and therefore everyone needs to hear. Okay. Asks our Rebbe a very simple kasha. I have a simple question. And then he explains, okay, sorry, Rashi says, kedoshim tiyu, hevu prushim, right? Separate yourself from arayos, live a moral life, not a sexually immoral life. Okay. V'divrei Rashi tzrichim biur. What's the chiddush that this was said in an assemblage, in a gathering, everyone together? Presumably all the mitzvos that are important for the entirety of the Jewish people were said to the kahal, were said to the tzibur, were said to everyone collectively gathered. So what's the chiddush? Oh, this everyone needs to hear. And Bereishis Bara Elokim, not everyone needs to hear. And Parshas V'zoyis HaBracha, not everyone needs to hear. Parshas Mishpatim, not everyone needs to hear. V'nira b'zeh d'hinei HaRambam kasa bilchos deo. So the Rambam teaches us about influence, the power of being influenced by one's society, by one's surroundings. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Deos, Im ish ha-yisraeli dar be'ezem makom she'yesh bo deos ros, u'manhigim lo tovim. If a person lives in a place where there are bad ideas, a bad ideology, and the manhigim, and the leaders, the directors, right, the people who are supposed to be setting the tone, are not good, tzarech livroach min ha-makom ahu. Then you need to run away from that place. Get out of there. Get out of here. And you gotta hit the road and go from place to place, Medina to Medina, from country to country, from state to state, from city to city, yeah, from planet to whatever, to the moon. Until you find a place that has a Torah society, proper ideology, proper values, umanhigim tovim, proper leadership. Sham yikava makom ruchaso, and that's where a person should establish his dwelling place. V'im eino motzi shum makom asher yitavlo. But if he can't find the place, says the Rambam, is all the Rambam. That's good for him. You know what he should do? Like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, in Roman society, he wasn't just running away from a physical danger; he was running away from a corrupt ideology. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai ran off to the cave. He went to hide in a cave. Go find a place for yourself in the wilderness. Go find yourself a little hut. How many Hasidic tales have a little hut at the edge of the forest? Right. Go find a place in the yar, in the forest. A place where you can escape from, again, false ideas, bad ideologies, and from evil people. And the truth is that a person needs sometimes to separate himself from groupthink, from the hamon am, from the masses, in order to save himself from bad ideas, bad practices. And now, this is no longer the Rambam, this is our Rebbe speaking. Says the Mor of Hashemesh. While it's so true, and the Rambam says it in such an extreme way, if you can't find a place to live where anyone is sane, so go live by yourself in a cave. Go live out in the middle of nowhere. So says our Rebbe, while it's true that it's so important to sometimes disconnect, to get away from negative influences, but in order to reach levels of real kedusha, in order to what? In order to reach high levels, eino zocha ad shiyadabik atzmo el anshe Hashem. It requires a chevra. It requires attaching yourself to people who are also seeking the same Rabbanu Shalom that you're seeking. Uvde Hashem be'emes. Sincere B'nai Torah. He writes, we're not going to see it. He has a piece here about Eretz Yisrael towards the end of the Parsha. He writes that Eretz Yisrael, he uses a Lashon Eretz Yisrael on the one hand, is kal, it's easy for a person to serve Hashem be'emes in Eretz Yisrael. He says it's also a challenge in Eretz Yisrael because it's such a delicious land, he writes. He says, because it's Eretz Zavas Chaleva Devash, the Gashmias is also so geshmak in Eretz Yisrael, you can get caught up in that also. So that's the challenge of Eretz Yisrael. So the advantage of being alone, going back to our piece, the advantage of being alone is that what? I'm not going to be influenced by anyone's negative thinking. The disadvantage is, it's hard, and it is very inspiring to be part of a tzibur of Mavakshe Hashem, of Jews who want to grow together. Ovdei Hashem be'emes, ulishtatef imahem yachad bavoda rabba. Right? Much more geshmak. No? It's more geshmak. When everyone's into the Zusha concert, it's more geshmak. It's much more geshmak. Okay? Hein betfila, hein belima Torah. When everyone comes to shir together and everyone's into the sugya and everyone's taking it seriously, it's a different, it has a different, why? I can be as serious as I want. What do I care if anyone else is into it? Why do I care if I'm davening, you know, with kavana? I don't care. So everyone else is, so other people are on their cell phones. They're in chazar sashats. Okay. But it takes away. It takes away from the atmosphere, from the environment. V'ikra ha-mitzvos ha-kol yachad Hashem. When everyone assembles, when we get together in Avodas Hashem, that enhances the Avodas Hashem. V'oz yuchol lahasik ha-kedush al-yona. So if you want to get away from negative influences, that you can do on your own. You can just run away from everyone. But if you really want to experience Kedusha, you have to be part of the Tzibur. Well, if he rov ha'am, ha-miskabsim yachad la'asok Avodas Hashem, and the more people who are miskabets, who get together to work together in Avodas Hashem, Kain Shoira Alayam HaKadusha Yonah. So too, the Kedusha is of greater presence. Where do we find such an idea? Kamosha Amru Chachmei HaMishnah. It's a Mishnah in Brachos. Chaver, what happens when three people bench together? Right? What happens when 10 people bench together? Elokeinu. Right? The Mishnah discusses the Machlokas Tanayim. What happens when you get to 100 people? What happens when you get to 1,000 people? Do you keep adding Lashonos? Because maybe there's a greater presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with more Jews. Ki lefi rov hakal, in accordance with the size of the tzibur, kein masigim ha-kedusha yonah, there's greater kedusha. Sheberov am, hadras melech. That's an explicit verse in Mishlei. Right? When there's a big am, it's a bigger kavod to the melech. And the people themselves enjoy it more, they feel it more, they connect more. Aval im ha-odam yirtzo lifrosh atzmo min ha-tzibur lisboidid atzmo litfilo lispalel biyachid. But if a person decides, I want to daven on my own, or if he decides, I'm going to do whatever it is in Avodas Hashem on my own, it's impossible for him to reach this highest level of Kedusha. Not only that, you can come to make mistakes about almost the overwhelming majority of Torah when you're on your own. As the Gemara warns us in Maseches Tanis, Cherev el Habadim, the Gemara says, a sword upon the necks of those who are Oisek b'Torah, Bad b'Bad, all on their own. You need a Chavrusa, you need Svarim, you need a Shir, you need a Rebbe, you need people in your life. Not only that, the Gemara says, not only are you going to come to Bittul Torah, but you're going to make terrible mistakes, because you're going to wrongfully interpret things. If 10 of us discuss it and we all have the same pshat in the Gemara, then we're probably getting it right. If you're doing it on your own, you have some funny pshat, you don't know that you're wrong. It says the Gemara, lo od elisha mistapshim. You become tipesh. Because you're living in your own little world. She'i efshar l'shum nivra lios biyachid. It's a little bit chutzpah to be on your own. You know why? Because only HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on his own. Zulas habore yisbarach shu yachid u'miyuchad. If you think you could be an independent entity, it's almost saying like you're God. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So you can't be an Echad in the way that Hashem is Echad, Yachid, Umiyuchad. You have to be part of a Tzibur. And that's what it means when we actually say that Lashon. V'zeo Echad Yachid. She'enu efshar l'shum nivra lios biyachid. Ella ha-boyre yisbarach shemo. There's only one being entity that can be a yachid miuchad, an echad yachid, a true one. And that's Hashem. Everyone else needs a friend. Everyone else needs a chavrusa. Everyone needs a rebbe, a spouse, a community. L'chein tzarech ha'odim l'dabik atzmim oivdei Hashem. So find yourself a good chevra. And be b'knesia yachad imam l'chol avodas ha'kodesh. Find the chevra to daven with. Find the chevra to learn with. Find the chevra to forbring with. Right? Be part of a tzibur. And now we understand the pshat of the pasuk. V'zeo perash ha'pasuk. V'yidaber Hashem al Moshe le'mor daber al kol adas b'nei Yisrael. Hashem says, Moshe, I need you to get everyone together. We got to talk about something. What do you want to talk about, Hashem? I want to talk about Kedusha. Ah, Kedusha. It's an important topic. Says Rashi, Malamed Shenemra Parsha Zo, Bahakel, or Behikoel. Moshe got everyone together. He gathered everyone together to talk about this. Why? Because Parsha Zo, this Sugya, what Sugya? Shel Kedushim Tiyu, of being holy. Right? You should know that Kedusha requires what? A tzibur. But the Rambam told me to run away from bad people. Sometimes I need to go to the cave. That's true. Sometimes you need to get away from negative influence. That you can do on your own. But to truly get to levels of real kedusha, you need a hakel. You need a tzibur. Haynu she'i efshar la'odam she'yizkeh la'kedusha elim kein she'yeh b'chnesya yachad im hakal b'avodas Hashem. You got to be part of a tzibur. And that's kedoshim to you. Now we're starting to understand the pasuk. It says the pasuk kedoshim tiyu, right? Kedoshim tiyu tells me to what? To be pyresh, to separate from bad. But at the same time, it's being said in a tzibur to remind me that part of separating from the bad also means what? Finding the right tzibur of mevakshei Hashem to be a part of. Okay, go to the last couple of lines. It's very late, so let's just finish. You see where he says v'zeo she'isa b'medrash rabba. Yeah? V'zeu she'isa b'medrash rabba, this is what the medrash says. Kedoshim tiyu, be holy, says the medrash, yachol kamoni, maybe Hashem is telling us to be holy on the same level that Hashem is holy. Talmud lomar, relax, don't worry, ki kadosh ani. Hashem says, no, I am holy. Well, yeah, but you just told me to be holy. Yeah, but don't worry. Kedushasi l'malam mikedushascha. Not asking you to be as holy as me. Be holy like me. Like, literally like. Not like me exactly, but like me. Similar to me. What's the pshat? What was the havamina? Yachol kamoni? We had a havamina. I should be as holy as God? The answer is, you might think that, you know what? Hashem became the best on his own. So maybe I'll be the best on my own. And after all, kedusha means separation. So maybe if I separate, maybe I'll be able to be on an even higher level. After all, there's a lot of things that can drag me down. So Hashem says, you're right, kedoshim tiyu. Be poyesh marayos, get away from the bad stuff. But don't pretend you can be like me, that you're totally on your own. Yachol kamoni, sha'adam yirtza lizboided, liyos biyachid. A person might say, I want to do hizboidis all day, I want to be on my own. V'yizbor shal yedeze yasi hakadush al yona. And he might think that this is the best way to live a life of ultimate holiness. Take full accountability for my own life. To stay in my cave forever. Talmud lomar ki kadoshani. Hashem says, no, that type of kedusha, that type of separation, kedushasi l'mal mi kedushasim. Hashem says, I don't need anyone. I don't need anything. But you do. She'ein zeh elaba bori baruchu levado. Shehu yachid umiyuchad. Only Hashem is a true one. But if you want kedoshim tiyu to be holy, yes, there's times and a place to draw away, like the Rambam taught us, from bad societies and bad friends and bad people, v'chulu, bad ideology, v'chulu, to get away from all of that negativity. However, if you really want to live a life of kedusha, how beautiful it is that this pasuk was said, what? To the whole tzibur of Klal Yisrael. Yafshar ela bihi kol yachad, when we get together, la'avdo shechem echad, to put our bodies, to put our souls, to put ourselves into it together. That's how we achieve our greatest success in Avodas Hashem. Okay, so chaver, some really important Torahs today. Some good stuff. Some really good stuff. Again, just the chazir for a second, right? We have to develop an intuition for mitzvos. We can't be Jews who Hashem has to always tell us exactly what he expects of us. chaval that we weren't able to just make it with the Torah and Sefer Yoshua. That would have been a high madrega. And also in Avodas Hashem, we have to seek a level of Avas Hashem, but it should never impinge on our Yiras Hashem. Right? We want to walk with Hashem side by side, good friends, at the same time, not forgetting Ani Hashem Elokecha. And then this balance of wanting to be a person who knows how to serve Hashem privately, and a lot of real Avodas Hashem takes place in a state of Hesbodidus, in a state of seclusion, in a state of, you know, just you and God. Hashem knows you best. You don't need any other friends. At the same time, we do need friends. And we need a chevra, and we need like-minded people. And when we work on something together, we achieve that much more in terms of our kedusha. Okay? All right. Thank you, Rebbe. Thank you, Mor V'Shemesh, for teaching us.